and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of January 16th, 2012. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and golden Melissa Hansen.
Oh, I'm so goldened out, man.
Your globes golden.
Ooh, my globes are goldened out.
All right, before we get into that nonsense, let's talk about what's been going on in your life in the week of entertainment.
Entertainment. Well, I saw a couple movies I know you have seen, so we can actually discuss them. The first one was, well, we might as well discuss Golden Globes. Spoiler alert. The Descendants.
Yes.
Which won a Golden Globe and won George Clooney a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
And I think quite deserving.
But did not win for Best Director nor Best Screenplay.
Yeah, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, how did it become the Best Picture if, like, nobody wrote it or directed
it? Right, exactly. So what'd you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I really thoroughly enjoyed it. It was both the pictures I saw, like, are very difficult to describe.
Yeah.
They're not typical in any way. George Clooney was amazing in this. I think he's great in everything.
Yeah.
But he was amazing in this. All of the actors were. It was this beautiful little story, kind of slice of life.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of depressing slice of life, but
there's, you know, humor in that.
Right.
Depression.
It's how you look at it too.
Right. It's not a comedy.
Definitely not a comedy. Definitely some very, very funny stuff. Definitely some very, very serious stuff going on.
And some very interesting characters along the way.
Yeah.
And not wasted. The thing I love about Alexander Payne, and for those of you who don't know, and I think we mentioned this before, that Jim Rash, who plays the dean on Community, co-wrote the script.
Yes.
Based on
a book.
Yes.
Yeah, based on a novel.
But there's not a wasted moment in the story.
No, there's...
I mean, the characters are there for a reason, and they're...
Right, and the best part is you think there is. You're like, why is this character in here? Or why are they doing this? Or why are we going there? And then the payoff is huge.
Yeah. I was really impressed. It's, you said it, it's a small movie, but it's got a huge heart.
Mm-hmm.
And a fascinating transition. It starts out as kind of this very agitated beginning with a lot of voiceover narration. And then it ends on this very silent,
It ends
peaceful.
Very talky-talky-talky-talky because it's George Clooney's character doing a voiceover. And so you get all this information and you get all this and you're absorbing everything and finding out what's happening. And it ends silently.
Yeah.
Just this music.
Yeah.
And it's a great journey.
Yeah.
From the talky-talky-talky, have to deal with everything, have to figure everything, blah, 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 to just sitting and being.
Yeah.
And life is life, and some of it sucks, and some of it's great, and you just got to deal with it.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a beautiful film, and well worth your time. I mean, there's a lot of people who aren't going to seek this out because it's not their kind of story, but Alexander Payne tells some interesting stuff in a very visual,
the visual
impressive
style.
Way. Yeah.
Some of the shots were so great, and it takes place in Hawaii.
That's what I was going to say.
So just the scenery is beautiful.
But it's a Hawaiian film that doesn't glorify Hawaii.
Exactly. And that's part of the point of the movie. This is why I think it's set in Hawaii, the story.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Even when you're living in paradise, life is still life.
Yeah.
Like, it's no better. You still have to deal with the bullshit that happens to all of us.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, no matter who you are. And I think that's what makes it such a universal story.
So, on the flip side...
Yeah, again, another movie, very difficult to describe.
Yeah.
Very one thing at the beginning, another thing at the end. You know, it has similarities like that to The Descendants, but is a whole different experience. Drive, starring Ryan Gosling, who I'm a huge fan of his. But, man, it was quite a performance. It was an unperformance performance.
Yeah.
He did a lot of sitting and looking.
As did most of the characters.
Yeah. Again, this is a movie I cannot describe it to you.
There's not a lot of dialogue.
Because first, I don't want to give away anything that happens.
No, you don't want to spoil it.
It's shocking throughout. So you have to see it for yourself. But secondly, I don't know how to describe it. You cannot label this movie.
Well, Patrick Brownlee and the F This Movie guys talked about the fact that it's a movie about nothing.
Right.
And it is. You're just dropped into this man's life for a short period of time.
But there's, like, constantly stuff happening, too.
But you don't get to know any of these characters.
No, it's really interesting. And here's my thing at the end. Like, I want to know what happens to them.
Yeah.
The couple characters, the main characters. I want to follow up. I want to know what happens. I want to know if they're okay. And I care so deeply about them. And I know nothing about them. We really learn almost nothing about these characters.
Yeah. It's fascinating because we talked about trying to stick a genre label on this. And you can't, because it's got an 80s vibe to it, but it's not set in the 80s.
No, it's set who knows when. It really could be any time. But seriously, the beginning of the movie, the credits are like that neon pink kind of handwritten thing. Right. And then it's this very 80s feel music. And you think you're, like, watching the next Risky Business.
Yeah.
And then you are so not.
Well, and it's interesting. The word noir gets thrown around a lot in film. Some deservingly so, some not. Neo-noir, they talk about mm-hmm. as well. There was a Walter Hill film in the late 70s that Ryan O'Neal starred in called The Driver, which had a similar mm-hmm. premise in that this guy drove for bank robbers and stuff like that, which set up. But I mean, after that, the movies are completely different.
Yeah.
So the comparisons don't
hold. This movie is like 10 different movies in one.
Oh my God. And can we talk about Albert Brooks?
Oh my gosh. Albert Brooks. Well, I don't think this is too much of a spoiler. He plays a bad guy.
And extremely well.
Albert Brooks. And I must have been at least three times. The character did something and I went, but that's Albert Brooks.
It's a very cool movie. And if you want, well, Nicholas Refn, he's a Danish national, but he was raised here in the States. Mm. What I found interesting, his dad was a director in Denmark, and his mother was a cinematographer.
Well, now we know where he got it, man.
Because the visual style on this is unlike anything I've ever seen before. It's so hypnotic and so mesmerizing and so subtly and blatantly disturbing.
Yeah, depending what scene you're watching.
Yeah. I don't know. I was blown away by the film. I had heard a lot about it, but I didn't really know too much about it. And I think that's how you should go into seeing it.
Yeah, that's the way you have to see it.
Yeah. So
is not knowing too much, because then it has the effect it should have. But I highly recommend it. It is violent at moments. So that's your warning.
Yeah.
If you're not into that, then don't bother seeing it. But otherwise, you'll be talking about it for days.
Yeah. And as we go into awards season, these are two films that you definitely need to see. So Drive comes out on Blu-ray and DVD in a couple weeks, so definitely pick that up. And when you get to the big awards and the Oscars, you're definitely going to want to have seen these.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of movies and box office, let's look at what's been happening at the box office this past week.
Can I just say, weirdest week?
Yeah, it was really weird. Because last week, The Devil Inside made $35 million.
Right, it was number one.
Right.
And it's not here.
Wait, I think that has to be one of the biggest drops in box office history.
So whoever saw it, wanted to see it, already saw it, and I guess we're done with it.
Yeah.
But, okay, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
This is like freaking Sybil looking at this list. Contraband.
Which is the Mark Wahlberg film we talked about last week.
Like an action-y film. And then number two, Beauty and the Beast. Yes, the old Disney 20-year-old Beauty and the Beast. It's out in 3D. But that came in second.
Yeah, it made almost $20 million.
What? And then Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocols, still up in there. And then fourth is really, people, Joyful Noise.
People love their Dolly Parton.
Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton. Okay, that's what people went and saw. And then Sherlock Holmes, Game of Shadows. Finishing out. And people, I'm going to say it one more time. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo hasn't broken 100 million. You're not helping me.
But the Chipmunks has made almost $120 million.
Of course it has. Because that's what we want to watch here.
Right.
We want, But we went and rewatched Beauty and the Beast.
Hey, but it's in 3D. So
that just makes it all much better.
You have to go see it in 3D. Plus, there's a new Tangled short in front of it.
That is true. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. They get married. Rapunzel and Flynn Rider get married.
Don't give it away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I spoiled the whole 7-minute short.
So anyhow, just really interesting box office this week.
Yeah.
We'll see next week kind of what stays and what falls.
Well, there's a lot happening next week, so there might not be. So all these that are on there might not be there because the big opening this next week is Underworld Awakening.
How many are we on now?
This is four.
Four, that's all.
Kate Beckinsale in leather
37
pants.
Or something?
No,
it feels
four.
Like it. Okay.
But this time the humans declare war on the vampires and the werewolves.
Who the hell cares?
So they're not fighting against each other like the first three films. Now they're fighting against the humans.
Excellent. Okay.
Next up is Flowers of War, right? If you want a period piece where Christian Bale saves Chinese women from the Japanese in 1937.
He's not talking all funny in this one, though.
Oh, he talks funny in every movie, so he could be.
I'm gonna save you, Johnny's women.
All right, next up is a movie called Haywire. Now, excuse me, wasn't Steven Soderbergh retiring? Like, he wasn't going to do films anymore, and then he did Contagion. And have you heard about this? He did this movie called Haywire, which has an all-star cast, Michael Douglas, Antonio Banderas, Michael Fassbender, Ewan McGregor, Channing Tatum. And we've heard this story before. So it's a story of a vengeful female Black Ops government soldier.
Right? Oh, okay.
Who was set up and targeted for elimination by the burn notice, so to speak, by our own government. So it's like salt on steroids.
Yeah.
But it stars a woman who was an American gladiator.
Right.
Gina Carano.
Yeah,
Serrano.
Like wrestler woman. And the big story on this is they went and did stuff with her voice because it like wasn't good enough. They went and redid like her voice.
She sound like China or something like
that? I don't know.
They had to dub it?
I guess it's her voice, but they went and like altered it all. And
like auto-tuned it?
Yeah.
American Idol'd it?
Yeah.
Right. So Haywire is a shout out to the F This Movie team. extremely loud and incredibly close, which I saw the trailer for this a long time ago, and I'm like, oh my God, another 9/11 movie. But it's Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock and this newcomer kid called Thomas Horn, who was a Jeopardy Kids champion.
Shut up.
That's where he
smart
was first.
Smart and talented.
Yeah, no doubt.
You go, kiddo.
And I thought maybe he was an autistic child or something, but he's just like this gifted, smart kid who was given a key by his dad, and now he has to find the lock that fits the key.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the other people learn this.
Exciting.
Max von Sydow, Viola Davis, Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, it's got a great cast. And again, I'm really interested in the whole Sandy Bullock and Tom Hanks, like, putting them together. So
all right. We still have two more. The list is long this week.
Oh, my goodness.
Red Tails, which is a variation on the Tuskegee Airmen story.
Yes.
Stars Terrence Howard. But it's also Bryan Cranston and Cuba Gooding Jr. And then we get the R&B guys, like Ne-Yo and Method Man.
That's quite a cast.
Right. Gerald McCraney.
Gerald McCraney brought in Major Dad,
right,
too. Wow.
Right.
Yikes.
So there's that. And then I have to apologize for my lack of Shakespeare knowledge on this. Do you know Shakespeare's story, Coriolanus?
No, I don't know.
No, I didn't know it either.
Thanks for making me sound.
So, well, hey, I'm flattering myself to begin with. I am flattering myself to begin with. So fans of HBO's Rome and Starz Spartacus, you can get your fix on, because this is Refine's directorial debut.
Well, good for him.
So it's a modern update of the Shakespearean story.
He needs to be more impressive.
Right. But
he should direct now.
It's Vanessa Redgrave and Jessica Chastain, who is everywhere. You know, you saw her in The Help, and now she's in every other movie.
Yeah, she's rocking
Gerard
it.
Butler. But what I didn't know is the guys who did this story on stage are like Richard Burton and Ian McKellen and Christopher Walken and Morgan Freeman, and now you have Ralph Fiennes doing it. So that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive company.
Yeah, but I think he kind of fits in there.
So, and the Sundance Film Festival is this week, so a lot of new films out there too.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the box office. If you don't want to go to the movies, and there's not enough there for you to choose from, let's look at what's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray this week.
Yes, you can stay at home and watch Taylor Lautner's abs. I'm assuming it's a movie with Taylor Lautner. I'm just assuming his abs like have a guest starring role.
I'm sure.
Because heaven help if they don't.
I believe Frank Tabering, our notable judge, said that even his abs and brilliantly white teeth cannot save this movie.
Oh, well, what a shocker.
Yeah. What else we got on here?
So, well, you can tell February's coming.
How's that?
We have Tuskegee Airmen coming out, Thurgood.
Oh, that's right.
Josephine Baker.
African-American History, Black History Month.
Black History Month is coming, so you can get all set for that.
Lots of movies coming to Blu-ray for the first time. Dead Poets Society, Good Morning Vietnam, we got License to Drive with the Coreys.
Woo! Oh, we have a Slider.
God.
The Jerry O'Connell Show, except it's last season, and Jerry O'Connell wasn't on the last
anybody
season.
From the original cast on that?
Like one.
Yeah. By that time, I had given up. I think I gave up after
Carrie
season
Wurr,
two.
Or Carrie. You're a big Carrie Wurr fan.
And Roger Daltrey was on that show for a while. He played the bad guy.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Steven Soderbergh's Traffic comes to Blu-ray.
Ooh, good.
That was a rough movie.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, not a whole lot of impressive stuff here.
Well, The Ides of March.
Oh, that's right. George Clooney's.
That's the big new release
that's
coming out.
That. Speaking of Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling and George Clooney. What more do you need? I'll tell you what, please.
Okay. So there's not much over going on at Netflix either this week. FX's original drama, Boss, with Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, is, he just won a Golden Globe for that.
Right, as the fictional mayor of Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming.
Whatever Kelsey Grammer came
to. Sam Shepard plays an elderly Butch Cassidy in a movie called Blackthorn.
Nice.
Yeah, but I think we reviewed it and it didn't go over very well.
Well, it is Sam Shepard. He can do no wrong in my book.
Yeah. Over on Hulu, a little bit more interesting stuff. Philip Seymour Hoffman's film Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. Actually, it's Sidney Lumet's movie starring Philip Seymour Hoffman. The late Sidney
Lumet. Philip Seymour Hoffman owns anything he's in.
That's true. There's a Mike Myers movie on here that I didn't know about, Pete's Meteor.
I missed that one.
Yeah, it's Alfred Molina and Mike Myers, and it's a story about two little boys who find a meteor in their backyard.
Huh.
But they believe it was sent by their dead parents. So the government takes it, and they have to get it back.
A really happy story.
Yeah.
Hmm.
If you're into TV, Bewitched, Season 8, I Dream of Jeannie, Season 4,
ooh,
and that Family Channel remake of the Zorro, Disney Zorro series with Efren Zimbalist.
I really wish this was video, though, so people could see me crinkling my nose like Samantha.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice. Tink, tink, tink. Over on Amazon Instant, of course, you get all the latest Blu-ray and DVD releases at the same time. You can watch them instantly. There's a great... Another great Disney documentary called Walt and El Grupo. It was about his 1941 Goodwill tour down to South America. It's a fascinating story.
Yeah.
And it led to the creation of a lot of short films and the feature film Three Caballeros.
Oh.
Donald Duck. And, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad he went then.
Yeah. If you love Ken Wall, I think last week we talked about Wise Guy was coming, was on there. But
who doesn't love Ken Wall? Come on, please.
What happened to Ken Wall? It's weird.
We obviously didn't love him enough.
No, but his movie Gladiator's on there. And then there's a ton of 70s and 80s, like horror exploitation, like Tom Becker, great stuff. Our judge, Tom Becker, who reviews all this stuff for us.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm shutting up. I've talked too much. Go for it.
Okay. Well, not too much on TV this week, kind of big stuff. But what we do have, it looks like it's going to be awesome. A Monday night on NBC.
Yeah.
Betty White's, ready for this?
Ready.
90th birthday.
Wow.
Betty White's freaking 90 years old.
Wow.
Oh, man, she has more shit than I do, and I'm less than half her age. But they're having, it's like a roast, but you know they're going to be really nice, because she's A, Betty White.
Oh, so it's not
B90.
Like a Comedy Central roast.
Yeah, it's okay. NBC's roast. But that's Monday night, and then it's followed by the new show she's producing.
What?
It's like a... prank show, but it's old people pulling pranks.
Old people punked?
It's old people, like, punking
nice.
Young people. So, that's Monday on NBC. It's a Betty White night.
Wow.
Fox has a couple new shows.
Okay.
Their mid-season stuff coming out this week. Monday, Alcatraz, which is J.J. Abrams' mystery thriller.
Yeah, he does a lot of that stuff, doesn't he?
And then Wednesday, and I completely missed this.
What?
Touch.
Okay.
Which is a new Kiefer Sutherland show.
Really?
He plays the dad of an autistic kid that he's trying to get in touch with.
Huh.
So that's Wednesday.
But is he also a government spy that fights terrorism?
Well, spoiler alert.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No. And the one thing that I wanted to mention, just because it's my podcast and I can.
What?
Up All Night, Thursday.
Yes.
Megan Mullally's guest starring.
Boy, she is all over NBC, isn't she?
She is.
Wait, who did we find out?
I wonder if she had to sleep with to get that job.
Who did we find out that she was just married to? Ron Swanson.
Yes.
Nick Offerman. Yes.
So that's why she was playing on Parks and Rec.
Right.
Tammy number two. But now she's moved over to Up All Night this week. And
That's a wrong Up All Night. That was Rhonda Shears and Gilbert Gottfried. Up All Night. Back from the USA Cable Network.
Oh, God, that was God, I missed that. We used to sit in Pat Noggle's basement and, like, watch stuff like that and, you know, do our own little riff tracks over
it. That's true, we did.
Yeah.
I bet he doesn't remember that. It was a long time ago.
Anyhow, different Up All Night.
All right.
And let's see, music. Okay, I'm covering everybody in this.
Okay.
So, no complaints.
All right.
Kids Bop 21. They've made 21 of these. Kids Bop. It's where they take, like, hit songs, and then they have a bunch of kids sing them, so they don't have to, like, really pay the rights
for
the song.
Yes, my niece and nephew have some of that stuff.
Yeah, 21 of these things. So, if you got kids, then I'm sure they'll be clamoring for that. And then, Ani DiFranco has a new album called Which Side Are You On? Which I'm interested in hearing. And then Michael W. Smith, the Christian singer, has a compilation album called Decades of Worship. But
I'm sitting here biting my tongue and not saying anything.
You can't can't refine Michael W. Smith. He's like the number one in like Christian music.
Again, I'm biting my tongue here. Keep going.
I'm trying to like be nice to my Christian friends for like have fights we've had on Facebook, and I'm trying to make it up to them. So don't make this worse.
Okay.
So anyhow, books. There's a couple books coming out that are TV related. So I picked them to talk about. Elmer Leonard has a new one, and it's the new one in the series that Justified is based on.
Oh, the Timothy Oliphant show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the FX show Justified. So if you're into that show, you may want to check out Elmer Leonard's books about it.
He's getting into Stephen King prolific territory. He's showing up everywhere.
Is. But, you know, when you're that good, you can do whatever the hell you want. And then the other one, it's written by Sterling Archer.
The cartoon character?
Yes, it is. Okay, ready? The title? How to Archer. Oh, the geez. Ultimate Guide to Espionage and Style and Women and also Cocktails Ever Written.
Jeez. Oh,
so, a fan of the show, you might want to take a look at that book.
Nice.
That is what is shaking this week, Bacon.
All right. So, entertainment news.
Go for it.
Since we just finished suffering through another installment of the Golden Globe Awards.
My God. This was seriously the most boring one ever.
I could care less. I really could care less. And there weren't any, well, I shouldn't say any, there weren't very many redeeming moments.
No, there were, you know, a couple good ones. I mean, depending on your views on Morgan Freeman and his work versus his ganky personal life.
Proclivities? Sexual proclivities?
If that's what you want to call it, you know, that could be a highlight for you.
Because
his speech. Well,
they showed an Electric Company clip.
Well, they did. That was a highlight for me. Well, he gave a speech. He won the
Cecil B. DeMille lifetime achievement.
Blah, blah, blah. Award.
It was given to by
Sidney Poitier and Helen Mirren.
Right.
Gave it to him, which just sings Sidney Poitier.
Ugh. I know. But can I take a moment and say how continually disturbed I am that we bring our actors that we love and we respect,
right,
who are aging not so well, and we put them in the spotlight for everyone to kind of stare at them and feel uncomfortable about.
But what, do we shove them in a closet?
No, I'm not saying that, but I don't know. It brings back the Kirk Douglas thing from the Oscars last year.
I am happy to see Sidney Poitier no matter what. So that could be a highlight because he gave Morgan Freeman gave
a very classy
an excellent speech.
Speech,
and they did. They showed clips, and they showed Electric Company,
but not Easy Reader.
Wasn't Easy Reader, but he showed an Electric Company clip, which I'm sure he was pissed about because I know he does not like to talk about being on that.
It was a naked Morgan Freeman vampire in a casket taking a bath.
Morgan Freeman, we loved you on it.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais was hosting again.
Whatever.
Which started the evening, and then he disappears for a while.
He just doesn't give a.
It's
whatever.
Like an abusive relationship the Hollywood Foreign Press has with itself because they want to hire somebody who continually rips on them and then pay him money for it.
Right.
So we can
He made that point too, actually.
Yeah.
But that was good. Modern Family winning.
Again.
Was a highlight because Sofia
Vergara
did the acceptance speech like in Spanish.
That's right.
They did like Spanish and English.
Because.
And. We're really funny about it.
Because
so that's a good
the award
clip.
Was presented by Antonio Banderas and Salma Hayek, who were speaking in Spanish in response to an insult that Ricky Gervais gave to introduce them.
Yeah. So that's the one clip you want to check out, Modern Family acceptance speech. Don't watch the whole freaking show.
No. Artist won for comedy musical.
Artist won a whole bunch.
Yeah. Descendants won for...
Descendants won. There was no huge surprises. There were no... I was really... upset. No one, like, fell down drunk.
No, that's
like,
true.
What's the point of watching the Golden Globes if somebody's not, like, vomiting up alcohol?
Lots of boring speeches.
No one got stuck in the bathroom.
No.
Yeah, no one tripped.
Meryl Streep forgot her glasses.
She forgot her glasses and swore, which, damn, bring it, Streep. But then also, actually surprised she won. Me? Me? Meryl Streep? I won an award for acting? No.
Never. But Octavia Spencer did win for The Help.
She did, and she should have. She rocked.
Yeah.
Man, she just is great. So, yeah, no huge, huge surprises.
No, so just look at the list.
Tragedies and
if you can find clips online, that's great. Don't bother to try and find the entire award ceremony because out here in L.A., they play it again right after it finishes, and it's like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm not sitting through this a second time.
No. So, yeah. But what you can do, too, I mean, half of them won't make sense, but you can go over to our Twitter feed.
That's right.
DVD Verdict. And you can check out our tweets.
And you can check out the F This Movie team that tweeted. And you can check out Eric Oshberger's fake
Golden Globes.
That's right.
which were so much better than the Golden Globes. And now we're not going to talk about Golden Globes for another year.
Thank God.
All right, done.
But the Oscar nominations come out January 24th. The ceremonies are February 26th.
Okay, February 26th. Be in front of your computers, people, because I'm going to be slamming the dresses.
Let's see. Other news, not too impressive. Disney's doing a Matterhorn movie.
What the hell? Like, they're just going to ride around, see a Yeti, and get wet? Like, that's it? Slide down a mountain. There, will you have a Matterhorn movie?
So I'm thinking of other. I'm thinking of other Disney attractions that you could do movies about, like Space Mountain. So, like, if Richard Branson invents an open air rocket sled, and then it goes horribly wrong, or
that's much better.
Or like Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. So it's like this harrowing journey through the Old West where you find a town of little people, starring Peter Dinklage. Because the town is so small. Because the town at the end of the ride is so small. It's right. Okay, never mind.
Peter Dinklage, you just won a Golden Globe because he's a wonderful Game of Thrones actor.
I don't know. It's these things strike me. I don't know where they come from. Or It's a Small World, which is a horror movie based on those obnoxious little children who come to life
and they sing and
Night
sing
of the
and
Living
sing
Dead.
And sing at you. Yeah. That's a good one.
Or gnaw on you with a little mouse that don't open very far.
You.
Okay. Look for those coming to a theater near you. Speaking of annoying, Rachel Ray gets to bug the crap out of you for another 2 years because her talk show got renewed.
Okay, yeah.
And that's all I've got. I'm sure there's other stuff.
Okay, but Kardashian, it's like
what
alternate universe lately because, first of all, I'm giving you good news about Khloe, who's like doing something good last week, raising money for World Wildlife Fund. Now I have to like defend Khloe.
Why?
Why are you people making me do this? Okay, her two stepmoms, because, you know, her dad, well, Robert Kardashian had really good taste in women that he married. They've come out and said, like, oh, yeah, he told us Khloe wasn't really his daughter. Which, first of all, why do you need to share this with
anyone? Are they writing books like The Maid?
Bitches? I don't know, but they're looking for attention. So they said, oh, yeah, he told us, whatever. And so now Khloe and the whole family have to defend that she really is his daughter. And you know what? It's no one's damn business, so shut up.
And nobody cares.
That's the big Kardashian news this week.
All right. Is that all you got?
Oh, God, isn't that enough?
Thank God. All right, you got a special sign-off for us to end the show this week?
Of course I do.
Yes.
That's the news, and I am out of here.